I'm JT.
And I'm George.
This is Podferatu. I'm JT.
And I'm George.
This is Podferatu.
Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of our brand new horror podcast, Podferatu. We are glad you are here with us. So, you're probably asking yourself, why horror? Why a podcast? Who needs another one of these, right? So, JT, why did we decide to do another one of these?
Why not another one of these?
Exactly.
I've been watching and reading horror since I was probably 6, 7, 8 years old. My first horror experience was finding a book in my fourth grade Catholic school library that should not have been in that library. It was called Monster Festival. I took it home, read it, was absolutely terrified for 2 weeks. And I was also hooked and fascinated right after that. And that's where it all started. George?
It started right around the same time for me, too. I can't exactly recall my very first experience with horror in literature, though I'm almost sure that it had to have been a spooky story before it became film and TV. But the first horror film I saw in movie theaters was for my 7th birthday. It was Fright Night.
Nice.
And this was pre-Virginia, so that was when we were still living in Brooklyn. And to this day, that movie holds up. I love that movie.
It does hold up. What did you think of the remake?
I enjoyed the remake just as... It was pretty much a shot for shot.
Okay.
And I liked it. I liked it just fine. Remakes are going to probably be something we'll talk about.
Oh, we will definitely get to some... We will definitely get to some remakes.
But, yeah, without touching on it too much in our premiere episode, I enjoyed that particular remake just fine. Do I feel that way about all remakes? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Those are going to be some of the things we'll be discussing on this podcast. We'll be doing stuff like top tens, unpopular horror opinions. We'd really like to get some guests on and watch some of our guests' favorite movies and review those, talk shit about things we like and things we don't like. How did you get the... This is JT's baby. This is his brainchild, and I'm super excited to be a part of it. He and I have worked on a couple projects together in the past, and I'm excited to try a new medium with him. But this is birthed from his long-standing podcast, Blogferatu. So why don't you tell us how that all started?
Yeah, I started writing Blogferatu in 2016 on January 19th. It was because it was Poe's birthday. I had been blogging for a while, and I didn't really like the kind of scattershot approach I was taking, and I decided I might as well write a horror movie blog, because that's what I watch, that's who I am, that's kind of what I do. And it kind of came out of that. And also it was sort of driven by watching Siskel and Ebert as a kid. I just always wanted to write about and talk about movies, and
I thought you were going to say you always wanted to punch one of them in the face. They were not the biggest fans of horror, man.
They were not. Roger Ebert was often a lot more fair to horror movies than Gene Siskel was.
Yeah, but
They weren't very fair to horror movies. But just the idea of sitting around with somebody else talking about movies was very appealing to me.
And that's pretty much what we're going to be doing.
Exactly.
Sitting around talking about horror movies, and with any luck, we will speak about it in such a way that makes our audience interested. This is a really cool adventure we're getting ready to go on.
I think so. This is going to be a lot of fun.
My background in horror, like I said, that Fright Night was probably the first thing I remember seeing. It was the first one I saw in theaters. After that, it was kind of like a floodgate. And now horror, just a lot like JT, is a very big part of my life. He and I have written 2 books of horror poetry, mm-hmm, called Candy and Rigor Mortis Volumes 1 and 2. Those are both available online for purchase. But that's not really what this right. podcast is about. But if we have the platform, we're going to use it to sell books.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my my favorite types of horror things. I really like a good horror comedy. Mm. I love a good psychological horror. There are certain horror boundaries that I have. I think that'll make a really, really cool episode.
Yeah.
Once we put up a way for you guys to communicate with us, we'd love to hear your suggestions for what some cool episodes might be or some conversations you'd like to maybe join in on us with. Where would you like to see this podcast go?
Viral.
Yeah, let's go viral. Money's always great, right?
Yeah, money would be great.
Money would be great.
I would like to just see it get a following. I would like to see people get interested in it. I think we're going to do it regardless, which I think is a good reason to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I think that's the most we genuinely enjoy this genre. We're friends. We're family. We love each other. We're friends. Like I said, we've written two books together. We get together occasionally and watch horror movies anyway and sit around and talk about them. So
right.
It kind of just made sense to turn a mic on and capture some of it.
Yeah.
Because we're very self-absorbed.
That's right. And it's just a fun genre. And it really is.
I think it's a genre that doesn't quite get the respect that it should.
Right.
I think horror as a metaphor is incredibly effective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to get into some of that too,
mm-hmm.
as we start delving into some more specific topics and throughout the course of this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, horror as a metaphor, it's not, you don't have to go back very far to start finding that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's George Romero was probably
right.
One of the biggest.
Night of the Living Dead is
complete
and total
exactly.
Social commentary.
Yeah, and Day of the Dead, or Dawn of the Dead, even more so.
Right.
The
aspects of consumerism.
It's something that I think gets a lot of doesn't get enough press.
No, perhaps not. We joked a little bit at the beginning about why another one of these, but I think the reality is that horror doesn't get spoken of. Especially not in academic terms, I think, as often as it should, and certainly not as often as horror fans would like it to. So while this podcast is going to be really laid back, and we'd like for you guys to feel like you're just hanging out with some buddies talking about horror, we do want to have some substance in here too and discuss horror on a deeper level. Most recently, we got into David Bruckner. Quite mm-hmm. heavily due to the Night House
mm-hmm.
and the Ritual and Southbound.
Mm-hmm.
All fantastic films.
They are.
And Bruckner is one of those horror directors that very much ties the horror into very real human emotional struggle.
Right.
In every one of those films.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good range too in terms of the types of films they are.
Yeah.
Which
he directed one of the segments in the first VHS film.
Right.
And it was a bit of a departure from where he is now as a director.
Right.
But still just really poignant, mm-hmm. intelligent storytelling.
Yeah, and that's something that you don't always hear in association with horror is the idea of intelligent storytelling. Right.
But God knows, I love a good mindless slasher film.
Oh, absolutely.
With some machetes in faces and some bear traps around ankles and dumb people falling down for damn reason.
That's right.
Give it to me.
Yes.
We're here for all of it.
All of it.
And we hope you're here for all of it, too. We're super excited to bring you more. We hope that this was enough to satiate your palate.
Yes. Welcome to the trailer.
Welcome to the trailer. More coming soon from JT and myself. This has been
Pod Ferratu.